Welcome to another Krasloft interview series on the Krasloft Vinyl Show on Progzilla Radio. This week's interview features the award-winning singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Rosalie Cunningham, who took the stage at Fusion 5 on Sunday, March 3rd, and wowed the crowd with her exciting band. Steve Petsch, the Progmeister, and I sat down and chatted with Rosalie right after her high-energy set and had a fascinating discussion. Welcome back. I'm the Kras here at Fusion.
Hey, I'm Steve Petsch. I've got a show on Progzilla called The Progmeister at Progzilla. Every second Sunday of the month, 6 p.m. UK time.
I am with Rosalie Cunningham.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you for the very first time.
Pleased to meet you too.
Your set blew me away.
You liked it.
And I don't like comparisons a lot.
Yeah,
but
go for it.
There was some Joan Jett.
Okay, yeah.
Much better guitar playing than Joan Jett.
Thank you.
And Liza Minnelli Cabaret.
Okay, that's the first time anyone's ever said that, but I'll take that as a huge compliment.
It was vaudevillian. Some of the music has that vaudevillian cabaret style to
it. That's in my genes somehow. I don't know where that comes from. But
tell everybody how long you've been doing this.
Doing this. Describe doing this.
Music in a band.
Music in a band since I was in my early teens.
Okay.
Before that, was really, really into music, knew I wanted to be a musician. But then when I started playing live with the band when I was about 13, I really knew that I didn't want to do anything else. So that's been a long time.
Were your parents encouraging or discouraging?
Yeah, absolutely encouraging. My dad's a big music fan. He was a professional musician for a short while and a producer, and he writes about music. So music is his life too. So of course that was absolutely allowed, encouraged, luckily.
Excellent.
Do you know what? Your dad played my festival about 14 years ago.
Did he? What was your festival?
He played at the Jeff Green Band.
Oh, yeah.
At the Progmeister Festival back in 2014.
Mm.
Absolute gentleman. He had a great evening, actually.
Ah, really man. Oh, nice. I've heard all these people talk to me about you, and I'm going, I'm not going to listen to music online. How do you describe your music?
Well, funny you should bring up the vaudeville thing, because I think that that is a big part of it. There's a kind of carnival-esque, cabaret-esque thing going on there. I don't actually really know where that comes from. I don't know. I just like the camp. It had that campiness to it.
Are you a fan of 60s stroke early 70s?
Of course, that's my jam in general.
Because that's the bad balance getting.
Yeah, 60s. It's obviously... I grew up with all the classic rock, but I veered more towards the psychedelic end of the 60s, and then that turned into appreciation for prog, obviously. Yeah.
That's my era. My sweet spot, as I call it, is the 70s.
Yeah.
Like 69 to 73.
Absolutely, yeah. I used to say, 71's my favourite year for music.
70's my third
I used to say I don't like music outside of 68 to 74, but I was,
What are some of your inspirations? Who inspired you?
Number one, I mean, it's a very, very boring answer, and I've said it many times, but number one most important thing in my life was the Beatles, because that to me was the reason why I started.
That was the absolute reason.
I mean, I was obsessed, still am unhealthily obsessed with Beatles, like some people are, many people are. I'm sure many people can relate to that.
I'm going to remember that so I can segue one of your songs into a Beatles song on my show.
I mean, and they were really prog in many ways, and I think that kind of at a really young age opened my mind to music not being so predictable.
Right.
And then immediately prog was like, okay, this is cool. This is just like what the Beatles would have done if they were in the 70s. So,
Who were the singers that you looked up to? Because you do have a beautiful voice.
Not many female singers. Actually, I love female singers, but I wouldn't say I call them any of them an inspiration. It's like I admire them.
Right.
In terms of my influences. Bowie, Freddie Mercury.
In the sweet spot again. You're in the sweet spot of the 70s.
Yeah,
I was all right. Glam. The glam era.
Glam's very camp as well, so that's probably where it's from.
Absolutely.
Spring, time when they fantastic, what a fantastic and lucrative idea. Sell it for peanuts down on the seafront, serve it up with one beer and the crowd will cheer. What a great idea. Ballads and ditties, riches that sit engraved on a spinning plate. Foxtrots and waltzes, horses for courses, we've something for anyone who pays the rate. We don't discriminate.
Sales climbed till they soared through the roof. The checks couldn't let him check out the truth. The golden-voiced boy had become a tin man. Baron of Heart, rumor spread through the land. The rock and roll emperor donned his new clothes, though he knew underneath he would bear to the bone.
In the servants' quarters, hired hands run round to prepare his drink, made of holy water, elder, flour and zinc. He's lost himself, nobody dares to anymore, forgotten how to live.
One hell of a band you got there. I mean, how did you put
I've had so many different lineups of this band. And yeah, you know, they've all been special in their own ways, but this one is pretty special.
I've got to tell you that yours has been the best sound cook of the day.
I've just been told that. I think they must have been ironing out some creases, and we just got lucky that they'd ironed them out by the time we got on.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain conventionality in the instrumentation that you.
I think that is a big part of it. I mean, we make the sound ourselves.
All is that the 12 string that you had out there?
Yes, Dan Electric 12 string.
Yeah, beautiful tonality to it.
Oh, thank you.
But just the whole thing. One thing that I noticed is, you know, we've talked about that 60s vibe. As a band, when I was watching you, that came across. There was one record that you played up there that I couldn't have released as a single.
Wow. That's high praise. That's really high praise.
I thought the melody was fantastic.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, just having an hour, really, we really, really had to think about the set list, because a lot of the songs are very long.
Yeah.
So we really had to think, what's going to come across?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have called it a set of singles. I surely wouldn't have done that. But we were thinking, what's going to be immediate?
Yeah.
Make that sense.
Yeah. Oh yes, I'm that set.
They're all so good, so good. It's taking me a long time to find these people. But
And I've got the psychedelic thing to talk about as well. So it was a bit asshole again.
Yes, so that was that's a really, really old song from my old band Person.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the record, it's on my first album with Person Circle in the Boodle.
Yeah.
And the recording is absolutely nothing like that.
Yeah.
And every time we play, if you listen to the live album, it's nothing like that. Every time we play it, it's different. It's,
yeah.
It's a true jam. So
I've got your first album.
Yeah, so that would be the first thing you did after leaving the first. What prompted that for you to just go out on your own, having been a taboo subject? No, it's not taboo at all. It's hard to explain because, you know, maybe it wasn't the right decision.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the right decision. We were really making a name for ourselves and things. I felt trapped, and I felt like the only way for me to continue in the way that I would like to continue making music was to end the business relationships
yeah.
I was in. Not, not the band.
Yeah.
The band were my best mates, you know, no personal issues there whatsoever, no like musical differences or anything. I was the songwriter. They were great friends, great support to me, and great musicians in their own right, and that was all brilliant. That was nothing to complain about that. It just felt like I was kind of I was in a corner, and the only way that I could get out was by breaking it up and starting again.
In your style, do you put yourself in like a steampunk kind of?
No. I mean, I guess I like what their aesthetic is inspired by, the whole vibe, I suppose.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not a steampunk.
Okay. I've just got the alert that we gotta wrap up, so first of all, what's ahead for you?
Okay, most importantly, I've got a new album coming out. Who knows when? I don't actually have a date. So it's going to be the summer. I'm really, really down to the wire here with finishing it. That's the problem. And we're off on tour for the whole of April around Europe.
Where are some of the places that you'll be? Any more here in England?
Yes. So we've got, in May, we're doing, I really should have a list with me because I can't remember.
I know you've got Germany and you have Scandinavia.
Oh, no. So I know all the places in April, but I mean, in the UK, we've got, we're booking a tour at the moment for the autumn, which will be in support of the new album. So we're playing the new album for or thereabouts. Some of it's a bit hard to play. But
how about Europe? Some of the big places.
So we're doing loads in Sweden. We're doing like 9 dates in Sweden. We're doing Copenhagen in Denmark. Then we're down to Germany. Loads
That's
of cities.
Okay. Look for the advertising.
It's all on my website.
Okay, great segue. How can people see your music, your website, Facebook, how to buy it?
RosalieCunningham.com, very, very simple. That's got all of my merch, all of my tour dates, information, you know, it's all there. But Facebook, Instagram, of course. Instagram is RosalieCunningham71, my favourite year. Not the year I was born. Occasionally people are like, you're that old. I'm like, no, it's my favourite year, actually. And Rosalie Cunningham Official on Facebook. And
best place to buy your music on your website?
Best place to buy my music is directly from me on my website,
RosalieCunningham.com. That's
RosalieCunningham. Cunningham, I think.
.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you all. I will be back next year if I can find my voice. And we'll do this again. Thank you all so much for watching. Good night. One more band.
See ya.
Honey, you're not
This has been the Krasloft Interview Series on Progzilla Radio. A big thank you to Rosalie Cunningham and Fusion 5 promoter and Progzilla presenter Steve Gould, along with Progzilla's own progmeister Steve Petch and the amazing prog fans and lovers of progressive music. Until next time, I'm Alan Kraslow. Thank you for listening.